leading the news this morning. Union stalwart Bill Keelty has issued a reality check to Labor and the union movement. The former ACTU secretary has told its National Congress the hope and trust the Australian people once had in the Labor Party has retreated. He says Labor needs to articulate its vision for the nation and tell the truth. Investors will be hoping to claw back some of yesterday's losses on the Australian Stock Exchange. More than $30 billion was wiped off the ASX in the biggest one-day sell-off in 6 months. The falls have been blamed on concerns over China's economy, as well as the Greece-led dramas in Europe. Police have seized nearly $300,000 worth of drugs during raids in Sydney's east this morning. Officers investigating an alleged narcotics supply racket raided four properties in North Bondi, Randwick and Winmalee. They found large quantities of cocaine, ecstasy and a hydroponic cannabis setup. Three men and a woman aged in their 30s and 40s were arrested and charged with a string of drug supply offences. Greece will head back to the polls on June the 17th. It will be the country's second election in 2 months. A judge has been appointed to head an interim government until that happens. The war crimes trial of the former Bosnian Serb army commander Ratko Mladic has opened in The Hague. Mladic is charged with 11 counts of war crimes, including genocide and the massacre of more than 7,000 Muslim men and boys at Srebrenica during the Balkans War.